The following episode is brought to you by the generous donations of Laura Pickren, Daryl Delaney, Darren Katzka, Devious Pop-Tart, Irene Villarito, Ryan Royce, Andy Dossett, Danielle Bramhall-Smith, Elizabeth Clark, Eric Whitman, Jessica Smith, Charles Compton, Natasha Rallerson, Richard Cree, The Cam Family, David Scrams, Dustin Troop, Edvarth Arnoff, Michael Clark, Rebecca Gauman, and Shelby Johnson, as well as all of our generous patrons.
D20 Radio, where gamers roll. www.d20radio.com.
Hello and welcome to Eberron Renewed, an actual play podcast set in the Eberron campaign setting. I'm your game master, Eric, and as you all have probably grown accustomed to through these batch of episodes, I am by myself recording the intro because I did a bad job of managing our time during the last recording session. So we're going to jump in where we left off with the Ram demanding to know where Olive is in the streets of the Cruise district of the city. And see what happens next. I hope you all enjoy the episode. And yeah.
Should have saw that coming. All right. That's how we're going to do this. Where's Olive?
So this was a very loud thing that just happened from Eris's perspective. And so Eris slides out of the ship. All right, you fracking top. Where's Olive?
They absolutely said, where's Olive in unison? Like, okay, where's Olive? Did you say Martha?
What happened to where's Eris?
I found her. Where's Olive? And we're going to roll initiative.
Yeah, I was like, why are we having a con? I want to hit him. The whole point was Jeff was going to hit him.
Yeah.
All right. Vigilance, right?
You all were planning an ambush.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be cool.
I like vigilance better.
4 PC slots, 2 NPC slots. Eris shoots him.
Okay. Go ahead and make a, let's say you're at, short range. So 1 purple difficulty. I'm going to flip a story point to upgrade to a red.
Huh. Wash.
Okay.
Two advantage. So, the bolt just sort of pings off the side of his head.
You can impose a setback die on his next check if you want for 2, or you could...
I will say it distracts him, and I will set up boost dice.
Okay.
For the next person.
Okay.
Is he still on the ground?
No, he didn't get knocked prone.
Okay. With the triumph, he didn't get knocked prone?
No, he got a critical injury, which is hamstrung.
I stepped away. I don't know.
Yeah. He lost his free maneuver on his turns.
Gotcha. Okay. Hob wants to go next.
Okay.
And I think what happens is Hob dives out of the way, kind of like spins around on his feet and hand.
Yeah.
And then just comes back up, 3-point stance and charges.
Okay.
Can we say that he's on some sort of sidewalk and just try to pin him to the wall?
Sure.
Would be the goal. Okay. What's the difficulty on that?
We'll make it 2 purple, like a melee difficulty.
Okay. And I add the boost that from Eris and the boost that I get from my new talent because we're 1-on-1. And I think that's everything. You said 2 purple?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 success and 2 advantage.
Okay. So you pin him to the wall.
God, after all of that, it's just 2 advantage. I pin him to the wall and I use those 2 advantage to hit him again for 6 more success.
But you weren't making a combat check, right? You were trying to pin him against the wall.
It was very much a melee combat check. Yeah, like I wanted to hurt him by throwing him against the wall.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Yes, gotcha.
That was okay. So it was a brawl check that you made.
Yeah.
Okay.
So your strength plus those successes.
Indeed. Right.
Which my strength is. I never
remember where to look for that. Brawn. I'm sorry, not strength. Brawn.
Yeah. So brawn plus six. Twice.
Which is?
Well, that.
10 each time.
That's 20 minus his soak.
Okay, I didn't know what you're...
Sorry. So it's 10 minus soak twice.
Okay.
And that's it, because I used the two advantage to do it twice.
Okay.
I think he puts his elbow or his shoulder into his chest, slams against the wall, and then just steps back just far enough to get one good jab in straight to his face.
Okay.
Imagining the thunk as his head goes backwards into a wall.
And the head bounces off the wall as well.
Yeah.
If he had a brain, he would be concussed.
Right.
He would be jostling like crazy right now.
Okay. Philip, give me a percentile die roll.
Ooh. Oh, right. He's a mutant. 72. Yeah? Yes. 72.
Okay.
That time it was just the reflection. I've remembered how to read.
Can I add a maneuver real quick to the end of my turn since we haven't moved on yet? Is that okay?
Sure.
I would like to add the maneuver. I'm going to take one strain, and that's going to upgrade the difficulty against Eris until the end of my next turn. In case, I mean, I feel like it's going to be you or me,
right?
So PC slot. You see as you hit him. And there is definitely a big old hole in his face still, by the way. Gray mist begins to seep out from that hole, and you see him, like, fight against you, and...
I'm just looking for my threat on the table. The gray mist, I'm just
messing with you, but keep going.
And you see, like, the metal on his back morph, and, like, spines, like, come out almost like a porcupine-esque, but you see the gray mist kind of seeping off of them as he just and you can feel his strength trying to press against yours. PC slot. Milo or Reynard?
Oh, I'll go ahead and go. Okay, Reynard.
You can go. Yeah.
All right.
I didn't really want to fight anyway.
I would like to flip a story point to gain 2 boost die for brilliant casting.
Okay.
And I'm going to cast a 2 difficulty spell.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, there's at least a triumph.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a triumph.
Although, yep. I fear we may have a problem. So that's a success. A triumph.
Six advantage.
Okay.
Okay,
Rain's
so...
like, the mist sucks back in. He forgets how to do that.
Milo takes his wand out and does a little flourish with it as this thin black beam shoots out. And much to Milo's surprise, he sees dart from his head another little black beam that joins that one. And it sails towards
the ram.
And as it gets, the closer it gets, it just develops into this big black fist.
Okay.
And yes. Smashes him across his face.
Awesome.
I would wager, huh?
Awesome.
That Milo is not the only one surprised by this.
So that's how much damage?
7 plus 1 success, so yeah. 8 damage.
And that counts. And his wand.
That was it's your intellect plus 3 for your wand.
Right.
So that's 7
success. So success 8. And
more damage to him because I did not count, but plus 2 for my Cesta.
And okay. It has knockdown and disorient rating.
Which you could do.
You would still have 2 advantage and the triumph left.
Well, you could use the triumph to crit if you want.
Oh.
Could the triumph be... I mean, is it obvious to Milo that he's seeping this gray mist?
I mean, you've seen this before.
Yeah. And is it obvious to Milo that it will continue? Could the triumph maybe to where that punch has knocked that effect?
I mean, that's off, like a central tenet of his monster card. Okay, like he's a pretty vanilla person that ability.
All right. So never mind on that. It was a great idea.
You could knock it out for a round. I would let you say the next round he doesn't, or the next time it would activate, he doesn't get it. If you like, but that would just be a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like disarming somebody. Yeah. Like for one round, they have to deal with that.
I'm thinking maybe the crit would be.
Crit with the triumph?
Yeah.
Okay.
And add 10 to it.
61.
So with that is with the plus 10?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Slightly dazed. Target is disoriented until this critical injury is healed.
Oh. He continues to be disoriented. Well, but just for a round. Now he's going to be disoriented until the injury is healed.
Oh, nice.
So he had,
and you still have 2 advantage.
And he's knocked down, I guess.
Yep.
So, okay. And 2 advantage. Good night. I mean, I'm open to suggestions to boost somebody.
I think Reynard is fine.
Reynard is boosted.
Okay. Reynard, it's your turn.
Okay, well, Reynard's going to take his bow out.
Okay, he's knocked down, so that's going to add a setback to your range check. And he is engaged with an ally, so that's going to add a red, or upgrade. So it's going to be 1 red, 1 black is your difficulty.
And I get 2
boost. Boost. Time. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
And then whatever your normal ranged ability.
2 yellow and 1 green.
Okay.
I feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, that's a good pistol. I would. Yeah. Dice.
Oh, did we want to hear it now?
Yeah. Oh, that's the stuff.
I can do it. Just give me a minute.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. So I have 4 success, 1 advantage.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes. Nice job.
Okay, and I do 7 damage with my
base, so that's 11 damage total.
Yes.
1 advantage. So would you like to pass a boost die to the next person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Well, do I need to establish where I shot him? Because he's made of metal, isn't he?
I mean, he's got, like, there's, like, fibrous, like, wooden muscles in the, so yeah, you could.
I was aiming for that eye hole.
But I mean, you could say you shot him in the eye hole.
What I want.
Okay. So yeah, just at an angle to where it lodged in like the inside of his head and just and he breaks it off. Okay, so he's gonna stand up and he's gonna punch Hob in the face. His big dumb face.
Is that a maneuver to stand?
Yes, yeah, so he will suffer 2 strain for that.
I'm gonna keep you honest on that one because I want him to die.
Okay, and then 2 purple for the difficulty. Would you all like to flip a story point to upgrade his difficulty?
I feel like he has a setback for some reason.
Yes, disoriented.
That's right. Just want to make sure that I.
Yep.
Let me look at it.
Yes. Oh, wait.
Yes, absolutely upgrade the difficulty. He's got 3 yellow.
Okay. So we have 3 yellow, 1 green, 1 red, 1 purple, 1 black. 1 advantage.
Oh, wow.
So so he doesn't manage to land a hit on you, Hob. He's kind of swinging wildly and just like... And clearly he's not comfortable with these spines in his back. Mm-hmm. It's not a good thing for him. Okay. I need... Reynard, give me a perception check. With a 3 purple difficulty. And I'm going
to
flip one.
Yeah, I'll set
1
red, 2 purple.
3 green, 1 red, 2 purple. Here.
Oh, goodness. Okay. And it's going to go well.
One
threat.
So you don't see this as it's about to happen. Okay. So they're going to get a boost die to their check. Short range.
Who is attacking?
Ooh. We don't know yet.
Who is you see that second red dot?
Second NPC. The time he said 2 NPCs. some dill weeds in the shadows.
Okay, would you all like to do anything to this pool? It's 3 yellow, yeah. 1 purple.
Upgrade that purple. Let's see if we get a spare in there.
And they're attacking Raynor?
Yes. So that's going to cancel those two. So that's going to be 2 success and 4 advantage.
Oof.
Gosh.
Which they are going to be able to crit with that. So, Philip, if you just want to go and roll them for me, yeah.
33? Is that a 3?
I thought it was a 2, but
oh.
I assume that's a negligible difference.
Yeah, 32 or 33. Does it matter?
No.
Okay, good.
One's dead and one's sniffles.
Raynor, you are stunned. Which means you are staggered until the end of your next turn, so you cannot take an action on your next turn. And you are going to take, how many success was there? 2? Before soak, 12 damage. As all of a sudden, Raynor, just there's an explosion right in front of you that flings you back.
Well, that's fair.
Okay. An explosion?
Yeah, like a...
Like one of Eris's flashbangs?
More incendiary than
like a pumpkin bomb.
you gotta ruin things with your words.
Cut it out.
You all see above you a soar sled has flown in, and you would recognize it's a figure in Dargul armor, with a helmet.
Wait,
what
color is their clothing and
it's
armor?
It's just regular. It's just
regular. It's literally a green goblin.
It's just regular. It's just regular Dargul armor.
It's regular. It's regular Dargul
sometimes
armor.
Sometimes I feel like you're doing all this to troll us.
So yeah, a figure has just flown in above the ram and blasted Raynor away. And now, at this point, another PC slot.
Ulfin comes charging out to the rescue.
With his shotgun.
As you all look up, whoever does look up,
I assume we would all look up.
Yeah, an explosion.
You then see, leaping out from one of the rooftops, a figure with 4 tentacled arms.
Oh.
Go to try and tackle the figure on the soar sled.
What is happening?
We've earned Spider-Man now.
We've been there for a while, but
we've done been Spider-Man. Well, none of us have been Spider-Man.
And you all will be able to determine when she takes her turns in the future, but she's going to take this last slot. So so she hasn't managed to land a hit, but she has 1 advantage. So the next attack on the guy on the sword sled will have a boost die. But you all see Olive come diving in.
Yes.
We certainly do.
And she lands on the ground with the tentacles catching her.
Hob is so jazzed by all of this. Absolutely thinks it's cool.
She looks. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to.
What?
I don't know what happened.
Who's that?
I don't know.
Well, what's he want with you?
I don't know. I think they want this. And she points at the tentacles.
I mean, sure, it's awesome.
I know, right?
I kind of want one.
They offer to pay you to make one? I mean.
I mean,
people get paid for services. I don't understand what the deal is.
Like I said, and there's still combat happening. So it's top of the round. So whoever would like to go.
Can I get another one?
Go for it.
Here's what I want to do. You know, I'm going to roll first because I've learned my lesson about saying something cool and then going, but. So.
Punch your insecurities away, Hob.
And the person on the soar sled, cackles. Barks down towards the ram and says, get the tentacles.
No.
Shut up.
No.
Who's us?
Huh?
Are we blue or orange?
You're orange.
Okay. I'm not going to then.
Give us one back. Ha ha.
Oh, yes. You're humanoid. Or you're human.
All right. Yeah. Take it back then.
Okay. Man, a party of all humans would be so.
Story point.
No. Ha ha.
Where or what is my difficulty to punch this ram now? 2 purple. 2. And
I just want Hob to speed bag the ram's face at this point.
You didn't know have what? Any, Olive didn't have any boost pass, did she?
She passed a boost specifically for
the next attack on the sword sled. That's right.
Yep.
Ready?
I flipped one. Go ahead and change a red to a
purple blue red.
Yeah, purple blue red.
You got it.
RPG sessions really.
Oh, that's stuff. What I like to see on a red.
4. success, 3 advantage with a failure. So that is another 10 wounds before soak.
Okay.
And with the 3 advantage, I'm going to crit.
Okay.
So I'll roll that.
How many wounds, sorry, before soak?
10.
10.
Okay, so 4d4, right? Because he already has one on him.
He has two on him.
So 54.
54. Fearsome wound.
Hey.
It's what caused the hole in his face. So
punch the other eye out.
What do you do?
I actually wanted to aim for the eye that he had.
Okay.
Missing. I want to get my fist through that hole. And if I get fearsome wound, I'm grabbing onto something on the way back out.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, why?
I don't imagine it's like his other ocular cable.
I know, but
no.
Why?
But obviously Warforged, like all of it is segmented metal because there needs to be some level of flexibility. So yeah, you absolutely punch towards the other half of his face and can tear off the metal covering on his face. So just leaving behind this fibrous wood as he just lets out a scream.
And then as an incidental.
Okay.
I'd like to headbutt him.
Okay.
Which after that puts him on the ground. He is now prone and disoriented until the end of the next round.
Okay.
This is the first move on this round.
Nice.
Nice.
So prone, disoriented until the end of the next round.
Okay. Just so you know,
that cost me 2 wounds.
You're adding the prone condition. He's disoriented from the critical injury from Milo in perpetuity.
So, oh, is he? Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, now he's prone.
Okay.
And that's a full 2 rounds to work on Source Lead Man.
Yeah.
For ranged fighters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So PC slot.
I have an idea.
I suppose I shouldn't assume man. Source led figure.
Yes.
Goblin.
Yeah.
So I have, for my second rank of impromptu artifice, I have the dispel spell.
Okay.
Can I target it at his sled?
We did this in the very first session, if you recall. You tried to target source leads with the dispel spell, and it was a hard difficulty because of the established nature of that magic.
But now I have more skill. I'm better at it. How far away is he?
Short range.
Short range, cool.
And I will go and flip one to make it a red.
Can does this count with the boost that Olive set up?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so you're flipping one to turn a red. Okay.
So oh, and you're targeting him. Go ahead and make another red because he has adversary 1.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Lots can happen on this roll.
So much can happen on this roll.
Hopefully something good.
Yeah. Success, advantage, despair.
Advantage.
One of each. Success, advantage, despair.
Okay. So.
Wait. No, the despair is a.
Oh, it's a magic despair.
But the despair is a failure, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I have no successes. So what I will do is I will deplete my artificing glove.
Okay.
Per the amber crafting rules to add a success back onto it so that it does succeed. So basically, I mean, this is doing it at range, which is very unusual, which Eris doesn't usually do. But I really think that Eris's artifice, like the more we end up, the more I describe it, I really think that when she's doing it at distance like this, it really is kind of the Doctor Strange thing where just runes form around her hands, like an augmented reality display in a cyberpunk thing. And she is adjusting the magic that she sees around the spell. Yeah. So I have successfully dispelled the magic on his source lead. It's source lead, their source lead. But I have a despair. And 1 advantage.
Okay.
Yep.
Since it's a magic despair.
Yep.
Since you depleted your glove,
mm-hmm.
something backfires. Go ahead and roll a percentile for a critical injury.
Oh my lord, I roll 100.
Okay. Oh my. I mean, you don't have any existing critical injuries on you, do you?
No, it's just 100.
Okay. I mean, crippled. Your limb is impaired until the critical injury is healed. Increase the difficulty of all checks that require the limb by 1. So your glove explodes.
Okay, so yeah, as it's going, the glove suddenly sparks, and I mean, it melts down like the dragon shard, and it cracks, and there's this blast of, and Eris, I mean, Eris just shrieks and drops right on, grasping her wrist. I still have the maneuver of my turn.
Yeah.
And I'd like to use it to order Tasha to attack the goblin.
Okay.
And so the bird chassis of Tasha suddenly just shrieks down at the goblin's face. So I'm going to use the special attack that the creature we used for her silhouette, which I would tell the Star Wars fans what it is. It's some kind of like, but I can't remember the name. It's like a blood hawk or something from one of the Star Wars books. Anyway, it's got a cool dive bomb attack. So I need him to make a discipline check she's making a coercion check with the target being his discipline. So I guess tell me what his discipline is to use.
Okay. Discipline is based off of willpower. So with 3 purple.
Okay. Adversary affect this?
Oh, yes. Adversary 1. So 1 red.
I think. No, that ends up being nothing and a threat. So.
Okay. But this is. Oh, nothing. Never mind.
Yeah. Nothing and a threat.
Okay. Suffer a point of strain.
Okay.
Understandable.
Me or Tasha?
You, just to keep things simple.
I have a wound threshold. I have all the stats for Tasha, so if...
Just, okay, yeah, then have Tasha suffer. Have Tasha suffer a point of strain.
It's a wound because she's a minion.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Okay, so that was the second PC slot. So time for the third PC slot.
I have to keep track of separate things for Tasha as a boat and Tasha as a bird.
Milo once again begins to cast a spell through the wand, but realizes that his hand moves in a different manner than he's used to.
Okay.
And once again, and it's like he hears a voice in his head, like, no, this way. And another little black, dark ray shoots out and one joins it again from his forehead.
Can I make a suggestion from a flavor standpoint of what it looks like? So, you know, you started implementing the shadowy stuff from the wound and stuff like that. So maybe as you're moving, as you hear, no, this way, you see from the shadows, another hand come and wrap around your wrist and guide your hand in that direction.
That's exactly what.
That's so good.
Oh, I don't like that.
Okay.
So,
yeah, it's so
good. Milo begins to cast a spell, and as he's casting it, the dark, shadowy wisps from his forehead come down into his hand, and it's like this black hand forms over his hand and maneuvers the wand in such a way that Milo has not before.
Okay.
And this black beam of shadow shoots from the wand. This is 3 difficulty.
Woo! Oh, but a lot of failure.
So those 3 are... Wait, was that?
Yeah.
Anytime I accomplish something cool. Ooh, but a lot of failure.
Ah, but that's still a success. There you go. So
a triumph, a success.
And the triumph is a success. So 2 success. So
2 success for advantage.
Okay. And are you targeting...
The goblin, if that's what we're calling
it. Is the goblin still in the air?
No, he has come down.
He's crashing.
Okay, so this black beam...
He was able to control his distance. It's not like
it's
like,
a glider, I know. Yeah. It's got its own... Yeah.
This black beam penetrates inside, and then, much to Milo's... almost to his horror, the blood begins to push out of the body. Agonizing pain, and they need to make a hard resilience check.
Gosh, Milo has gone so dark.
Yeah, like we might have a team meeting.
Hard. What's resilience pinged off of?
Is off of Brawn.
Brawn.
Yeah. Excellent.
Boo.
And why not? I'm gonna.
For my edification, Eris would know what type of goblinoid is riding the sword sled.
It would be a hobgoblin. It's not a like goblin, but a hobgoblin figure.
Isn't that the name of the Spider-Man character?
Yeah, yeah. It's also a subspecies of humanoid.
Okay, but, so that cancels.
So the question is, where's the green goblin?
This episode is now just called Spider-Verse.
Enter the Spider-Verse.
To success.
All right. So just 9 damage. 9.
Okay, and you hear uncontrollable as he steps off of the source sled and looks dead set at Milo. But takes a moment of clarity. They're here for a reason. Going to target, because it's now an NPC slot. Mm-hmm. He's going to target Olive.
This is the Hobgoblin?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to run up and try to just physically, like, just try to attack her, but much in the same way that Hob tried to overpower the ram through a physical attack, he's doing the same thing to Olive. So we got 3 yellow, 1 green, and 2 purple is the check thus far. Would you all like to do anything?
Oh, I had a triumph.
Oh, right.
Go. Oh.
Would you like to crit? Or do something else?
Crit.
Okay. Go and roll the... man, a lot of crits.
Yeah, I really thought it would go down when we weren't rolling digi-dice. Add 10, right? Because he's had...
No, the Hobgoblin's clear.
The Hobgoblin has... Okay. 92. Some high rolling crits.
Mm-hmm.
At the brink.
Oh.
This fits with how devastating what you just did to him.
Yeah.
The target suffers 2 strain each time they perform an action until the critical injury is healed.
Holy cow.
So.
Which is kind of what this spell was going to do in addition to some more damage.
Okay. So this is the pool. Would you all like to flip any story points or anything to upgrade difficulties or anything like that? 3 yellow, 1 green, 2 purple.
I'm sorry. We're orange or blue in your... We're orange or blue.
We're orange.
We're so orange.
We have one to...
I think we should.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. We need to make it harder to hit Olive.
Okay.
I think it should have a setback because it doesn't understand her tech. But...
Okay, so that is going to cancel that out. That's going to cancel that out. 3 advantage. So... He doesn't, like, land any damage. He doesn't devastate all of it all, but he does have her pretty well pinned down to where he could conceivably, if somebody else were to come in and try to attack her, like the ram, they might have an upgrade on their check with 3 advantage.
The ram's not going anywhere for a minute, my man.
Okay, so now it is last PC slot. Reynard.
I'm stunned, is that what you said?
Talking to the mic.
Yeah. I'm staggered, is that what you said?
Yes. So you cannot perform an action. You can move, you can do maneuvers, but you can't attack, basically.
Could I try and heal myself?
That would be an action.
Okay. But it's to me.
That's true.
Oh, I have more than I thought. I thought I only had 4 wounds left. Well, I guess I'm going to shoot an arrow.
No, that's an action.
Oh, dang it. No. Yeah, I can't do anything.
You can move.
Well, then I guess I'm going to move.
Where would you like to move to?
Somewhere safe.
There's the rain.
All about the job.
So not my choice this time.
So a maneuver you can take is a guarded stance, which adds a setback die to anybody that tries to attack you. So that could be what you do.
That's
my guarded stance.
It's like a dodge. Like
yeah.
You're getting
a mile away.
I stand behind several guards.
Okay, then I'll do that.
Cool.
And it looks very much like an elementary school kid trying to do karate.
So. That makes me happy.
So we're back around to the top of the round.
Yep. Eris would like to go.
We still have 1 NPC slot left. And another PC slot.
You just said last PC slot.
Sorry, I forgot about Olives at the very end.
Okay.
Sure.
There we go.
So it's the ram. Mm-hmm. So the ram is going to stand up.
He can't. He is prone until the end of the next round, is what the rules say.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Until the end of the next round. Jesus.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Yeah, it's not so fun to not be able to do anything, is it?
need to look at that. Okay, then he is going to, from his prone position, try
Would you like for me to double check it?
No, you're good.
Okay.
I believe that you read it correctly. I need to revisit, being the person that wrote the talent.
Yeah, let's just go on faith. I read it right, and that's what it said.
That's fine. Okay, he's going to try to bring Hob down with him. So he's going to punch you in the knee.
Okay, he needs 2 setbacks, 1 for prone and 1 for disoriented.
Okay.
And
I feel like there's something else that I didn't write down that it causes another setback when attacking me in melee, but I
oh, don't... your defense.
Yeah, that's what it is. Thank you.
Okay, so that's our pool right now. 3 yellow, 1 green, 2 purple, 3 black.
This sucks. Nah, fine.
Okay, so that's success. Da, da, da. Oh, no, that's okay, 3 success. So that is going to be 10 damage.
A 4 soak.
Yeah, I know, but it just wild me. I'm like, 7 success, that's 8 damage. And you're like, 3 success, you're dead. I'm all hopped up on goop-juice, whatever.
And, oh, pierce 3.
What does that mean again?
It ignores 3 points of soak.
Down.
Okay.
Right, you said it was 10?
10, yeah, what's your soak?
Well, when you ignore 3 of them, it's 1.
Okay.
I lie. I'm not down. I have 1 wound left.
It shouldn't be, because your soak includes your brawn.
My soak is mine.
Oh, you don't have any kind of armor that has soak.
Yeah, no.
Okay,
right. His robes have defense on them.
Okay, so.
Okay, so.
Kill this guy next round.
Recommend it.
And roll me a percentile die.
53. This one's his mutation.
No, this isn't. Yeah, this is a mutation. Gray mist is continuing to come out of him, and nothing that you can note physically alters about him.
Yep.
Okay. Olive is going to attack the goblin because he is up on her. So that's going to be 2 yellow against 2 purple. Mm-hmm. She will spend a maneuver to aim. Anything you all would like to do?
No.
Upgrade the difficulty.
Well, you just upgraded your difficulty.
Yeah, because it's an ally.
Oh, it's Olive's turn.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
Go, Olive.
Hey. Oh, that's blank. 1 failure, 1 advantage. Or 1 failure, 2 advantage. So, she'll give a boost die for targeting the goblin. Okay, now we're at the top of the next round.
Eris would like to go.
Eris should go.
Okay. Eris sort of... I mean, Eris is down. The Fletcher's on the ground. She's clutching her right hand against her chest.
Sorry. Let me describe the Olive action.
By all means.
So Olive brings the top arms of her harness up and tries to slam them down on the goblin who's in front of her, and he kind of catches the two ends and pulls them apart and begins to like pull down, and you see the harness on her back begin to strain as he's trying to wrench it from her.
Okay.
Sorry.
And in an attempt to distract, Eris shouts, Tagachagatat! Which is like the worst possible insult she can come up with in Goblin. Literally, it'll just be, it's like, you don't have any honor.
Okay.
And then you got taught, which is an insult.
And Hob kind of looks like, that's the worst they got. He understands just enough of it.
Yeah. And charges at him with the wrist blade on her left hand.
Okay.
And is going to...
Real quick, before you do your attack roll, mm-hmm. based on what you just said, give me a perception check to see what you
difficulty.
Notice. 2 purple. Or actually, 1 purple, 1 black, since it would be an easy check, but the situation is.
Have succeeded by much with 1 threat.
Did not seem to regard what you said.
Okay.
So, did not have any effect.
Regard what I stab him with.
Doesn't speak the language.
All right. Then she just charges at him with the wrist blade.
Okay.
2 purple?
Yes, for a melee check. Adversary 1, so 1 red, 1 purple.
boost die because his arms are busy.
Sure.
Oh, those are threat. That's nice. Okay. Thought I had an all advantage situation again, but not so. Two success and two advantage.
Okay.
Stop moving away from the mic. Two success, two advantage. Let me see what the... I don't use this weapon as much, so I don't have the everything. So that is 5 damage. And not enough to crit. I want to impose a setback die on on him.
Okay. So 5 damage?
Yeah.
Your knife seems to slash off of the armor.
Good lord. Where are they getting this armor?
Right? Dargoon. Trevor accusatorily pointed at me in response to Philip's question. Okay.
Place they're getting their stats.
PC slot.
If no one has an objection.
Punch the ram.
Yeah, this turd just punched me in the knee and somehow hurt me way worse than when he punched me in the head.
I mean, you know, it punches sideways.
I mean, I'm big. And the knees have got to be feeling it at this point. I'm in my 30s. Here's what I want to... Again, I'm going to roll first. The maneuver will be the same. It's just one way it works, one way it doesn't. So, 3 purple, right?
Yes, go ahead and upgrade one.
And go ahead and flip that back. I'm going to upgrade back. And I have a boost from him being prone, a boost for my ability or for my talent. I believe that's the pool.
It's a lot of failure.
Wow, that is...
Yeah, I failed.
So much advantage. That sucks so hard. 6? Is it 6?
5 advantage. It's a failure with 5 advantage. My advantage, don't do anything unless I've succeeded. Right. It's a very fun game we're playing.
The advantage can do lots of things. That's the whole point of the system.
But I can't hurt him at all unless I succeed.
Because you didn't succeed on your check to hurt him, but it can do a lot of other things.
I mean, I'm open. I'm so angry right now that I can't see straight. So
I mean, 5 advantage,
not be
that's
staggered
like,
anymore.
That's like triumph area.
Right.
Trap him prone again.
He's prone. He's still prone for the rest of this round.
Oh.
And apparently, prone doesn't matter. You know what? He did 10 wounds to me while prone.
If you would have moved away from him, he couldn't have come after you. Like, you stood there.
I'm moving That's away not this the game, time. Eric.
He's already disoriented. I mean, you could impose just some massive penalty on his next check.
Yeah, you could cause a full upgrade in the difficulty for his next check.
But I'm planning on moving away, so I don't know what he's going to do with his next check anyway.
You could can you like I'm trying to think of making something fall on him.
Wait. I add a success and 2 advantage to every check. So that
oh, yeah.
Is, it's, right. I think it's still a failure. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So it's still a failure, but that's 2 more advantage. That doesn't do anything. Never mind.
So
I don't know why I got
7
excited.
Advantage.
7 advantage.
Ask if everyone's critical wounds can be healed.
Tear off one of his arms.
That
tear off one of his arms.
I would love to. He's not going to let me do that either.
I mean, that's critical wound territory, so.
Can I get, for 7 advantage, can I get a crit without a success? Put another one on him?
Can he hurt himself?
This sucks.
For 7 advantage, I will let you reroll that pool.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the upgrade, with all the...
With
all
everything
the
there. Yeah. For 7 advantage, you will let me reroll this.
Yep.
I'm rerolling it.
I'll let you reroll.
Leave your suggestion in. That's a good... I am happy to let you take credit for that benevolence. Watch this just totally eat it.
Dang it.
Well, that's a lot better.
No despair. Yeah, that was the...
Only one failure.
6 success is 12 damage. and then three advantage is
plus,
a crit.
Plus two advantage.
Plus two advantage. So five advantage is a crit and a flurry.
Yes.
Okay.
So let's crit first. Can I get the percentile?
Yep.
And I had 30 or 40?
30, 30, I think. No.
Okay. Oh, 17, 47. Weak.
Headringer. The target increases difficulty of all intellect and cunning checks by one until this critical injury is healed.
That's disappointing.
Oh, geez. Hope we don't have to do any math while we're fighting.
Get the chessboard out. Get the chessboard out.
And then you get to hit him again, right?
Yeah, and then so I think what he does is we're still on the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So let's just give it to me. There's a big front window, and there's that, you know, where it overhangs at the top of the window. So Hob puts his palms up underneath that, so he's got something to push off of, and he just jumps.
Oh!
And just twice, boom, boom. Is he face up or face down?
Face up.
Right in the center of his chest.
Okay.
Just boom, boom. And then he uses his maneuver to get away from him.
Okay.
So that was 12 damage twice, right?
Yes. That was 12 damage twice.
Okay.
How is he? What's his soak?
The ram is, he's looking really rough. Like, he is
on. He should be looking really dead.
Footprints in his chest.
He should be not able to look at things.
PC's
I guess off. He is only halfway.
I mean,
Olive, Reynard, or Milo.
Well, Olive, try to get herself out of this room.
I can't do anything, so you guys do it.
No, right. You're no longer staggered. That was just until the end of the turn.
Boom.
Would you like to go?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Reynard is going to fire an arrow.
Okay.
At someone.
The hobgoblin.
Yes.
Okay. So
I'll let Hob finish off the ram just because I know.
So that's going to be a difficulty of one red, but because he has adversary, you're gonna add a purple to that.
Okay.
So one red, one purple.
So I have one red, one purple.
Just two. For the listeners, for the rules, he has adversary, which upgraded it from a purple to a red, and then also having an engaged ally upgrades it again, which adds the purple.
There's no other boosts on any of
them. You can take a maneuver to aim.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, add a blue.
Blue.
Okay.
So it should only be one red in there. Is there? Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like you had two.
Well, that did nothing.
You're right.
So
that's one success.
Is there? Oh, that's two success. I thought that was a success and advantage.
And well, that goes away. So there's just right. There's one.
One success.
One success. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
So your base damage plus one.
Eight damage.
Nice.
Hey, boom.
Hey.
So the goblin is going to attempt to, once again, so he has Eris and Olive.
Yep.
Up on him. Okay. So he's still going to try and attack Olive. He's going to spend a maneuver to aim now that he's already up on her. Would you all like to do anything?
Upgrade it.
Okay.
Sure.
Also, I imposed a setback on him.
Oh, yes. Oh, and Olive has...
Also, I killed him, so he's not...
Yeah, also, he's dead.
He's dead. Okay. One red, one purple, two black is the difficulty against two yellow and a blue.
Do it.
Okay, so one threat. He suffers a point of strain. As he's still, like, Olive just has him, like, on a knee as he's trying to... he'll suffer two strain. So that's five strain total. You hear him bark, wrong place, wrong time. Time to go! And he turns to take off down the street, and he clearly was shouting at the ram.
Who's not going anywhere for a minute. Well, for 16 seconds.
And so this figure in goblinoid armor takes off down the street. It is now a PC slot, which we have Milo or Olive.
Wait.
We had three PCs go, then NPC. Mm-hmm. Now we're on to PC.
It'll be the ram.
Okay. Olive takes off after... No, she doesn't. She's not worried about harming this person. So, I mean, honestly, if the danger is willing to leave Olive's good. So if you want to go and take a slot, Milo, if you want to do something more combative, that's not Olive. So she's there for defense.
That's fair.
Okay. Milo's is a 3 difficulty.
3 difficulty? Okay.
And
go ahead and upgrade 1 to a red. And are you targeting the goblinoid running away or ram on the ground?
Ram.
Okay. Ram is in a bad way. Okay.
Well, yeah, but
go.
I don't want him to punch Hob at some point. And
he literally can't for 4 more PC moves.
Go for it. No. You might be able to ensure that he never punches Hob again.
Yeah, but I'm kind of thinking Hob might want to end it.
You're not wrong.
All right. Milo once again takes his wand, and the shadowy hand comes down, and the wand doesn't even move this time. It's just stationary. And the ground begins to rumble.
Okay.
Not a heavy rumble, just
boy, howdy. There's
just a little bit of shaking.
Doesn't need to be heavy rumble to be concerning.
A little bit of shaking. And
City of Towers.
It's almost like Milo feels like ambient magic just entering into his body. And
what has happened?
Right?
How did you manage to fail?
I have
a bunch of advantage left over. All this advantage is left. So 1, 2, 4, 5 advantage left over.
5 advantage. So the ground shakes and then it just sort of subsides. There's the word. Subsides. And nothing happens. And Milo's like, well, I don't know what that was supposed to do. 5 advantage. The character, the goblin running away. I mean, do we care that he's escaping? Maybe.
Harris cares
that he's
escaping. Escaping means coming back.
Could he stumble and fall and delay?
Yeah, I mean, he would have to use a maneuver to stand up before he could start taking off again. So he at the very least would suffer 2 strain on his next turn to keep running away. So you could knock him down. I'd allow that.
Let's do shaking.
Okay. So yeah, the rumbles.
Dork.
Well, let's say the rumbling causes like a pole or something to fall over that he trips on and kind of tumbles.
That does not change my calling him a dork.
Okay. We have a PC slot, which is Olive. Olive is, if everybody is running away, she's cool. So she's not going to do anything. So we're back around to the top of the order. So
Harris wants to go.
Okay.
How far away is the hobgoblin?
He managed to make it short range away from you. Okay. 1 maneuver.
Harris hobbles back over to... There's no reason for Harris to be hobbling. She's not injured in the legs. Harris walks back over. Why are you limping? I don't know. And recovers the Fletcher, which she's going to prop up on her arm. I would like to say that she has to roll a setback with this. Technically, in the signature, in the weapon rules, nothing says the Fletcher has to be two-handed, but I think a setback die should be required.
Yeah, it's a two-handed weapon.
Yeah. And she's going to, let's see, that would be a maneuver to recover it. So she's going to try to shoot him.
Okay.
So this is the base, this is the starting point because he's adversary. So tell me what I need to add.
Add a setback because he is prone.
And a setback because he's prone.
And then... and go ahead and add a purple. I'm going to flip over a story point.
Okay. So that's the negative side of this.
Yep.
Right. Cancels that. All right. There's 2 threat. 1 success. 2 advantage.
1 success, 2 advantage?
Yes, and 2 threat. So... Oh, wait. No, that doesn't make any sense.
So 1 success?
Hold on. Let me redo the Let me redo the math, because obviously I just did it wrong. That was that. Okay, yes. Sorry. Yes, it is just one success.
One success. Okay.
How did, yeah.
So that's how much damage?
That is 10 damage, pierce 1. Sorry, pierce 2.
Ah!
Right.
Just so you know what's going on with him.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all of the things that Eris can
Wario
do.
Stand. Wario!
Okay.
That's, okay. That's... another PC slot. Hob?
Hob would not normally do this.
Oh, yes.
But I guess I have to use a maneuver to run back up on him.
Okay.
I'm going to kick him in the face. Flavor-wise, I'm kicking him in the face. I'm obviously using Zesta stats.
We forgot. We neglected. You get a boost die for attacking him while he's prone also.
No, I did that last time.
Oh, you did? Okay. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and upgrade one of those to a red.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, he's just really teeing up, and he's just going to just
punt him in the temple.
That's exactly right. Boot to the head. Trying to avoid, he doesn't want to get his foot caught in that hole.
That's a good roll.
Yeah, good roll. It's a very good roll.
That and that.
Oh, wow, it's not much of a roll at all anymore. I mean, it's two. It's three successes, four success, two advantage, and a triumph.
Okay,
that's not much of a roll.
Yeah. Well, I forgot about my additions. It's not much of a roll. It's a bunch of perks.
Yeah.
So okay.
Okay. So. That four success, so that's what, 9 damage?
Four success is 10.
10 damage.
10 damage before soak. And then for the two advantage, okay, tell me this. If I do the two advantage to do another 10 before soak, do I still need to do a critical, or is that pretty much the game?
You hear a sickling like crack as his head snaps under the weight of your foot, and he just goes limp on the street.
Cool. So I guess for my triumph,
throw something at the.
Yeah, I want to
pull his head off and chuck it.
No,
he's not a robot.
No. I mean, yes, too obviously much. To have that thought, obviously.
You should keep some of his teeth.
I mean, I'm happy to roll something if I have to, but for the triumph, I would love to, yeah, just like toss my staff javelin style and just see. No, because I want to impede him from getting away further. What's that? What can I do? What can we do with the triumph to impede him further? I mean,
another like post fixture that, post that was wobbling from the minor earthquake.
Maybe
falls
he just stumbles when he tries to get up and falls back down.
Lands on him.
Can we say that the shot from Eris, whatever it was, caused him
shooting him?
Yeah, him being shot. Can we just give him prone condition for a round so we can all get back up to him if we want to? I know Olive doesn't, but the rest of us seem to. Or something that will keep him from running away for a round so we can all get to him if we want to.
Yeah.
Because he's only short away. I can get there with one maneuver right now at the end of my turn.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't. I can't because he'll hit me and I'll go down.
also, you just maneuvered up to.
Well, you
I can take some strain. Oh, sure. I got strain to spare. It's the wounds I'm concerned about, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. I mean, you could impose prone on him for until the end of his next turn, kind of thing.
Well, but that's two turns from now.
But he won't be able to get any further away on that turn. Oh, like, that's kind of the impetus. Yeah.
And then you tell me, because I can't remember, I have one, it's listed as healing herbs in our thing. Yeah. I have one left. That's an action, though, right? Not a maneuver?
Okay. Yes.
Then I will sit tight.
Okay. And with the departure of the ram, we're going to call that an episode. It's also another very long episode. Thank you all so much for listening. If you want to be part of the conversation surrounding the show, head on over to our Discord. You can find the links to that on all of our socials, The Geek Pantheon, on Twitter and Instagram. We have a Facebook group, The Geek Pantheon, and we have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheGeekPantheon. You can find the link to our Discord in all of the descriptions for all of the videos over there. I do DMing videos over there, and we have another actual play, Kyber Shards, that Philip is the GM for. It's a D&D 5th edition game set in Eberron. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/TheGeekPantheon. If you want to support the shows and enable us to do what we do. So thank you all so much for listening. I have been your Game Master, Eric.
I'm Philip.
I'm Trevor.
I'm Randy.
I'm Jeff.
We'll see you next time.